Hey, everybody, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
Trying to something a little different with the intro music this week.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle, and rock out!
Okay, yeah, so we're going to talk about some things and some stuff and, you know, how we do. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. Stay tuned. All right, so showtime. Yeah.
That was a good little experiment, yes.
Yeah, it made me nervous because I forgot everything I was going to say. But that's cool. So I guess just to get right into it, I think Dan Aykroyd is losing his mind.
What's going on?
Or maybe
on?
He's never had it all together to begin with. I don't know.
Who cares about Dan Aykroyd?
I saw this video
today.
Yeah, today. Wow, off to a great start this week. I saw this video, okay? He was on Larry King Live,
yeah.
And I haven't seen the whole interview, but here's, you know, the part of it that made me think he's losing it.
They only land in isolated places. They have taken people, I believe. They do have technology. Lord Hill Norton of the British Defense Staff said that he believed 23 people, 23 different species are coming because they don't want anything to do with us. I don't think we will ever have a formal relationship, a formal contact with any alien species out there, especially after 9/11, when we broke our toys in the sandbox. If they were observing that, goodbye, human race. And honestly, I don't think they're a mass threat, but I do believe they're breaking the law. I'm serious. Title 18, 1202, okay. Read the Travis Walton story.
So how do you arrest them?
That's the thing. The FBI should be on that right away. I don't think they're a mass threat. If you want to save lives in this country, teach people to drive better, remove the cocaine appetite in the United States, and stop people from texting while driving. That's the way to save lives.
No, we're going to try
I look at this through the entertainment filter, Larry. That's why
I gather that.
Okay. So he's talking about aliens.
Holy shit.
He believes they're here, but he doesn't believe them to be a mass threat. He thinks there are more important things to worry about than aliens, but they are here, and they probably don't like us because of 9/11.
And how do you arrest them?
I don't know, Larry. That's probably the stupidest question I've ever heard. How do you arrest an alien?
Man, I heard all of that. I didn't get anything out of it. It was such bullshit. Just yabber, yabber, yabber.
He believes there are aliens here and that they're not a threat, but that they probably don't like us because
of 9/11.
Among other things.
Broke our toys. And
yeah.
Interesting. All right.
And this made me think about the time you and I were talking about this vodka called Crystal Head Vodka.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And it's this vodka that comes in a crystal skull, basically, like a glass skull.
Glass skull, yeah.
And we went to their website one time.
Yeah, to check it out. Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd was doing the first thing you see is a little thing that says, like, are you 18 or 21 years of age or older?
Yeah.
And if you're not, don't click you are. Like, that's ever going to work for anybody. I don't even know why they bother.
Yeah.
But if you click that you are, it brings you to a video of Dan Aykroyd talking about crazy shit.
I'm Dan Aykroyd. Since childhood, I have been fascinated with the invisible world. A world which can help us get through life if we know how to draw upon its power. A world serving positive projections, wherein you use your own personal, mental, and spiritual abilities to believe and subsequently make true the things that you want to happen for yourself. Also healing, miracles, the presences of spirits and beings once living now gone into another life, but who continue to intrude into our waking consciousness by, for instance, haunting people or places. The implicit potential indestructibility of the soul must concern us.
Okay, see, now at first when I saw this, I thought he was just, you know, going into the mystical shit because it kind of goes with the product.
A selling point, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as I kept on watching it, I'm pretty sure he believes every word that's coming out of his mouth.
He believes in ghosts, yeah.
He believes in ghosts. He believes in these crystal skulls that have been proven to be hoaxes, I believe. There are these crystal skulls that exist in various places in the world. And I'm pretty sure they've been proven to be hoaxes, man-made.
Yeah, because people believe they're alien-made. Like, how could man make this so many years ago?
And he goes into that, but he does not talk about the fact that they are hoaxes.
All of the foregoing are actual elements in our existence. Over half of the world believes in such phenomena. There are plenty of photographic and audio materials, both conventional and digital, and also some trace physical evidence, which support the premise that ghosts, UFOs and their occupants, plus other non-worldly presences exist. They indicate a supraform of reality as valid as our normal reality. But there is no jar of ectoplasm. And no one will show us the bodies from Roswell.
No one will show us. That's why, yeah, that's the only reason we don't have proof, because they won't show us the bodies. When he was talking about UFOs just now, they showed a UFO photograph.
Yeah.
Which was just a classic flying saucer, you know, like two dinner plates stuck back to back, or like a hubcap.
We've had nothing to touch until now.
Until now? This is a bottle made by a dude.
In mass production.
I think he even mentions the artist who made it. Now we have something spiritual and supernatural to touch. A bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
This is an accurate glass rendering of a human skull designed...
That's kind of weird, too, because it's not an accurate glass rendering of a human skull.
It's very tiny.
It depends on your definition of accurate, I guess. It's glass. It's solid glass. It's got, you know, a jaw, a lower jaw and an upper jaw and, yeah, you know, eye sockets and everything, but it's not accurate. Like, whose skull is this?
My friend, renowned American portraitist and landscape painter, John Alexander.
Oh, the ghost, John Alexander. Because it's supernatural.
Whose most recent exhibitions include showings at the American Wing of the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., and at the Houston Museum of Fine Art in Houston, Texas. It has been constructed to our demanding specifications after more than 2 years in development by one of the leading glass manufacturers in Europe, Bruni Glass. According to Bruni...
Also ghosts.
No one has ever attempted to make a bottle of such quality and complexity as I hold in my hand. The obvious question is, why did we do this?
Yeah, that is the obvious question. My initial assumption would have been because it's kind of cool to have a bottle shaped like a skull full of vodka. But that is not the answer.
John and I have always been avid researchers on the subject of the legendary 13 crystal heads, which have been unearthed at numerous locations and at various times on our planet. The story goes that 13 crystal heads have been found in places varying from the Yucatan Peninsula in Central America to the American Southwest in New Mexico and also in Tibet. There are now 7 heads known to be in mankind's custody. Mitchell Hedges in Ontario, Canada. Smithsonian Institutions Exhibits 1 and 2. The British Museum piece, Max, in Texas. The Cross in Mexico City. And one currently owned by a woman in the Southwest who claims that she had to finally put it in a closet after he or she began speaking to her.
Mm-hmm. That sounds reputable. Man. I'm not going to play the rest of that because it's just more, it's pretty long actually for a video on a vodka website that's all about paranormal bullshit.
We saw the whole thing. It had to be, it felt like 45 minutes of bullshit.
We're not even halfway through it. We're like a third of the way through it. Yeah.
Jesus.
So it's really long and it's him talking about all kinds of nutty bullshit. And I was looking him up on IMDb.
Yeah.
And I think he might be an alien.
And why is that?
Well, a few reasons. For one, he has a I don't know what you call it, a condition called syndactylism.
Never heard of it. What is that?
His toes are fused together.
Oh, Jesus.
And when he was a child, he was diagnosed with Tourette's and Asperger's. But apparently they both went away.
Okay.
And he's ambidextrous.
Okay.
I think he is an alien. And he kind of looks like one. He's just kind of weird looking. Maybe that's just because I remember him from Coneheads when I was a kid, where he played an alien. I don't know. And he talks funny. Like
he always kind of came off insane to me.
Yeah, well, I assumed he was just kind of a normal guy, but he, I don't know. He's kind of nutty.
You know what's funny? That you bring this up. I was sitting with Aldi 2 nights ago. And we wanted to watch a movie online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the end of the night. We're tired. So I'm like, let's check out a movie. And we couldn't find one. So I'm like, I'll look one up from the past that I liked. And I looked up Nothing But Trouble.
I don't know what that is.
With Dan Aykroyd. He directed it. It's some bullshit movie from the fucking early 90s, late 80s, where Chevy Chase is in it. Demi Moore. they're traveling somewhere and they go off route and they get pulled over for speeding and they go to this old crazy courthouse in this big junkyard and it's got this judge in it who is Dan Aykroyd, who's out of his fucking mind. He's really old and they make up their own kind of law. Anyway, it's a stupid fucking movie. And afterwards Aldi looked at me sincerely and said, "That is the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen." I've never heard her say this. And she wasn't kidding. Like, she wasn't drunk or anything. She's like, "That was the stupidest fucking movie I've ever seen. What is that?
Wow.
Why do you like that?" And yeah, then I got to thinking, I'm like, I really don't know. But Dan Aykroyd must have a wild imagination.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty out there. Do you believe in aliens? I don't know if this has ever come up on the show before.
Jesus.
I know we've talked, you know, we've talked about ghosts and all kinds of other shit.
Yeah.
But do you believe in extraterrestrials?
This is a weird question. Are they out there?
It's sort of a two-parter. Like, are they? Do you believe that they're out there? And do you believe that they've been here?
I don't believe they've been here. I don't. Because I don't like Dan Aykroyd.
I don't like Dan Aykroyd?
No.
I don't believe in him because I don't like Dan Aykroyd.
No.
Fuck that guy. And everything he believes is true.
Like Dan Aykroyd, we have all these videos which are compelling evidence.
There are no videos that are compelling evidence.
None of that is evidence. None of it. So I can't get into it. I can't.
When I was a kid, probably up until I was like 14 or something like that.
Yeah.
Back when the X-Files were really big.
Oh, yeah.
Mulder had that poster that says, I want to believe.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt about it. Like, it seemed cool, so I wanted to believe. So I was like, yeah, there have been aliens here. Look at all these fucking photos. The government's covering that shit up, dog. But I don't believe that.
I can get on board with that, yeah.
I do believe that, I don't know if I believe that there is extraterrestrial life out there, but I know that I believe that it's certainly possible. You know, from a probability standpoint, it makes sense. If there's so many other fucking planets out there,
oh yeah,
why not? But
I will admit I've been curious.
Well, sure, yeah.
Like, I've seen videos that, you know, that I'm curious about, but I still don't render it as evidence.
Well,
like hard evidence.
And if they're
convince me to believe.
If they are out there, then it's not impossible that they would come here. It just seems so weird that they would come here and then pretend that they didn't, you know?
Yeah.
But and then like the government knows about it, but they're lying to us, and I don't know. I'm not into that conspiracy theory shit anymore. It just seems so, like, as I've gotten older, I realize how fucking dumb everybody is and how insanely impossible, insanely difficult it would be to try to cover something like that up.
Oh, yeah.
Because so many people would have to know about it, even if it was just a handful of people, like 12 people knew about it. Can you imagine how hard it would be to keep 12 random people quiet?
Oh, yeah.
For decades?
Yeah.
It'd be impossible.
With aliens, with 9/11.
That, yeah. Exactly. Like, oh, 9/11 was an inside job. Really? Really? Can you, like, how many people they would have to keep quiet just to make sure nobody ever found out? That's insane.
Insane.
It'd be impossible.
Exactly.
And again, in my experience, people who work their way up in society tend to be almost the dumber people.
Yeah.
Like, because it's something about like the attitude. It doesn't matter if you're competent. If you have the right attitude, you can get into these positions. And so like management at jobs I've had.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're just fucking assholes.
The higher you're up,
but they're stupid and incompetent. They couldn't, like, if they had to do actual work that their underlings do, they wouldn't be able to, because they don't know how, because they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine all these people that are involved are all dependable, can be kept quiet, and give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, if it were me, I would have to tell somebody. If I knew for a fact that like 9/11 was an inside job, I would have to tell like you or somebody. I'd be like,
oh, yeah,
listen, dude, you can't tell anybody about this. But the government flew planes into the... I was there. Yeah, I hired the hijackers. I'd have to tell somebody. You can't keep that shit quiet.
Yeah, and as the recipient, you know, I'd have to fucking tell somebody.
Right, exactly. It would spread like crazy.
It's too great.
Yeah.
God damn, yeah.
There'd be somebody, and then eventually somebody would end up on like 2020.
Yep.
And what are you going to do, assassinate them? Yeah. Like, that's not going to look strange. They showed up dead.
After being on 2020.
Right, right. Talking about how 9/11 was an inside job. Yeah, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
I kind of lost track of what we were talking about, though. Aliens.
What about you? I mean, well, I guess you stand in your opinion, but the alien thing, it's with 9/11, you remember Charlie Sheen coming out and going on all these radio shows?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was slaughtered in the media for being curious.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of nutty. He really thinks that it could be possible it was an inside job. But he, I saw him on a late night show, and he just admitted, I'm just curious. And is that so hard, you know, is that so hard to believe?
Well, the thing is, with most of these conspiracy theories and stuff, like 9/11 being an inside job or the moon landing being faked, if you're really interested and you go
that's
look.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Like, there'll be, you know, the conspiracy theorists will have all these things that they'll show as evidence. And if you look into it, there are rebuttals for everything.
Yeah.
There's an explanation for everything that these people are saying. This is obviously fake because of this, this, and this.
Yes.
And then there's some scientist somewhere who's like, actually, it's not fake because of this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I can explain every single thing you've listed. And that's true of 9/11 being an inside job, too. Like,
The temperatures of jet fuel burning, because I would know because I work at a gas station.
It couldn't possibly melt steel and cause the building to come down. It was a controlled demolition. Well, if you go and look into it, there are people who will explain to you exactly how it happened.
Yeah. And my biggest thing was like, they'd say this would never happen. Well, when has it ever really happened?
Yeah.
You know, because scientists do experiments. And I mean, there's never been anything like that you can compare it to, you know, give it some kind of relative scientific basis.
Well, my point was, if you're, I don't blame you for being curious, but if you're curious, you look into it.
Yeah,
and if you look into it, you'll find out that, oh, I guess it wasn't that big. Well, I mean, it was a big deal, but it wasn't an inside job after all. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was just a terrorist attack.
That's why the moon landing's my favorite, because my dad knew a guy that really thought it was, he thought it was faked. And well, I was a kid.
To a layman, when you start seeing the evidence, they start showing you this is why we think it's faked. It is kind of compelling if you don't really understand it. And if you don't look into it any further than that, then you're going to come away from it going, it was fake. They just showed me how it was fake.
Exactly.
It was all fake.
Yes.
That's why you got to look into it after that.
Yeah.
Or not go around telling everybody, it was faked. It was faked. I saw the evidence.
You ever notice when you... I don't know if you've ever seen, like, on TV, there will be shows like, is the moon landing fake?
Yeah.
You know, they interview these people that really believe it's fake, or are with 9/11, they think it's an inside job. All those people are fucking nutty. They're not
a
like,
lot of them. Yeah.
None of them are normal. Like, you know, very professional. They're all like kind of crazy looking, like people that claim to be abducted by aliens. They're all nuts. They just won't shut the fuck up. They got to keep talking.
I am so done with shows like that, too. Because when I was a kid, I was fascinated by all those shows that were like, was the moon landing faked?
Yeah.
There'd be like a show on Fox about like, do aliens exist?
Yes.
Or does Bigfoot exist? Or like shows on the Discovery Channel, does the Loch Ness Monster exist? And I would always watch them. And I should have known, you know, they're not going to answer the question.
Exactly.
Or at best, the answer is going to be no, or probably not.
Yeah.
But most likely, they're not even going to answer the question. So why am I watching it? Why did you even, like, they're posing it like, does the Loch Ness Monster exist? Nobody knows. And you still won't know by the end of this show. So what's the point? Yeah. Why am I watching it? It's such bullshit. I'm so done with those shows.
Yeah. They'll show you enough evidence that all the conspiracy theorists, you know, have seen. And you have to draw some conclusion based on that.
Were the pyramids built by aliens?
Yes.
It should just be like half an hour of the screen with just text on it that says, could be, with a bunch of question marks. Like, I don't know.
The whole 2012 thing.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
World will come to an end.
Because the Mayans, their calendar stopped at 2012, kind of, sort of.
So many other calendars, yeah. I honestly believe nothing will happen just because of the movie. I've seen the movie. I don't believe it.
I don't believe this because Dan Aykroyd believes it.
Exactly.
And there was a shitty movie about it.
That's a, yeah. If he believes it, chances are you don't want to go that route.
And poor John Cusack. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie, but
holy
it looked like shit. And I like John Cusack. I feel bad for him for having been in that movie. He probably got paid a shit ton, though.
Horrible movie. I think it's probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea what the worst movie I've ever seen was.
Ooh.
That's tough.
You have no idea. That's kind of boggling my mind.
Really? I don't know. Like
the worst movie you've ever seen.
I've seen some bad movies. I don't know. I can't think of the worst one.
You know what? This came up on another episode. We had to answer this.
The worst.
And we kind of had a problem.
Yeah, I can't do it.
But then later on, I saw 2012. And But yeah, there's bad movies. But
the worst movie I've ever seen was probably like a sci-fi original movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, I know I never actually saw this one, but I've seen clips from it. There's some sci-fi original movie that's all about like pterodactyls. Like, Jesus. They're fighting pterodactyls.
I saw
these killer pterodactyls.
Clip of that.
And
shit.
It's so bad.
That 2012 might be worse than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it's supposed to be pronounced 2012. I'm not
2012,
positive.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. That would be. That sounds better.
No, I mean, 2012 is fine if you're just talking about the year, but I've never heard anybody say 2012 when they're talking about the movie. It doesn't really matter.
Dave might get on me because, I don't know. Some people prefer to say 2012, 2010.
Dave might get on you? Well, yeah, it's like 1995. You wouldn't say 1995.
Yeah.
Unless you were just being weird.
Well, I was sitting at home having a great day, and I read on Facebook something Dave posted about something about it being 2010, not 2010.
Oh, really?
I was kind of like, whoops, I feel like an ass. It ruined my day.
There's nothing wrong with saying 2010, but it's kind of like saying 1995. In 1492.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'm done talking about aliens and Dan Aykroyd.
I am not, Kyle.
No, you got more to say? Go for
it. Fucking crystal vodka, crystal skull vodka. Dan Aykroyd mentions this guy, John. He's like kind of going in on this with...
The artist?
Is that the artist?
I don't remember.
I don't know. He kept mentioning, you know, John and I share this common belief, blah, blah, blah.
I think it was the artist. Maybe not, though. I don't know. Whatever.
But I keep picturing when I hear that... Like, who is John? And I picture John coming in going, hi, I'm John. Dan Aykroyd is fucking out of his mind. I'm more interested in the idea that alcohol gets people drunk and I like money.
I just like cool bottles.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John. I like cool shit. Dan Aykroyd is nuts.
Back to Dan Aykroyd.
Back to you, batshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Well, okay, this isn't, I don't know, who knows where this will go. But I was thinking the other day about words that people pronounce that make me want to kill them.
Mm.
Like the way they pronounce them. My grandparents, they say, like, if you're talking about the days of the week,
yeah,
like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You can't blame them for that.
Yes, I can. I can throw them in a pit and bury them and light the pit on fire.
Well, you can't go around the world and go and listen to how people say certain things with different accents.
It's not an accent. It's they're
like
old
that.
And stupid and they don't know how to pronounce it.
It's
not an accent. It's not like a southern accent or like they're foreign or something. It's not
Canadian.
Like they don't know how to pronounce A's. It's the only thing they do that
Monday.
With. Just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They think that's how it's pronounced. They're stupid and I hate them.
Like Canadians.
Do Canadians do that?
I don't know. It sounds Canadian.
Well, there are other things. This one is kind of an accent thing, but it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And people in Michigan at least do it all the time, and it drives me fucking nuts. People will pronounce any word that ends in ing instead of ing. They will say een, like E-E-N, een, morning, good morning. Fuck yourself.
Oh, man. Again, I can picture that being like a... The Upper Peninsula / Canadian accent.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's this weird, I think that I noticed old people in Michigan, like we've talked about accents before, and I've noticed old people in Michigan have weird accents, but the younger people all just tend to sound like people.
Yeah, which is weird. Yeah,
not all of them, but not like exclusively, but it's like there's this weird shift, like the UP accent, like the sort of borderline Canadian weird accent. Like used to be down here and it sort of gradually shifted north because they're isolated. Like we lost it over time, but they still have it because they don't have anything up there but moose.
Yeah.
Are there any words like that? I have more, but are there any words like that that like people pronounce them funny and it bothers you? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just an asshole, but I'm not going to stop.
I'm just going to get on this chair right here and get comfortable.
Comfortable?
Good, shut the fuck up.
Like it has a P in it instead of an F?
20.
20?
I got $20. Fuck you. 20. Uncomfortable.
I think I say 20. I don't think anybody really pronounces the second T in 20.
I do, because I'm intelligent.
20. I've got $20.
Who says
20?
Like I'm so sophisticated.
Like if you had a shitty day, would you say I had a shitty day?
No.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, okay, here's another one that bothers me.
Okay.
People will say milk instead of milk.
Milk.
Like it's got an E in it.
Man,
drives me crazy.
Ears for that. But if I did, yeah, that would bug me.
Milk.
Milk. Or eggs. They'll say eggs.
Oh, God.
I just made some eggs.
Okay. That would, yeah, that bugs me. You know, a lot of this just sounds Upper or Upper Peninsula / Canadian, but that maybe that's because maybe they're all retarded.
I think they might be.
They just can't educate themselves.
I don't know. It's such a weird, like, it's a country bumpkin kind of thing that it's like a, not like a southern country kind of thing, but yeah, like a northern country thing. And it drives me crazy because it makes you sound like an idiot.
Exactly.
Like, I remember Jeff Foxworthy, who's not, I'm not his biggest fan or anything, but he's kind of funny. He had this bit about like the southern accent and how it just kind of makes you sound stupid. Like, you could be the smartest person in the world, but you wouldn't want to go into the doctor's office talking to the doctor and like, we're going to do a brain operation.
Yeah.
Now, what we going to do is saw the top of your head off and root around in there with a stick and see if we can't get at that dad burn clot. Something like that.
Okay.
You know, it just sounds stupid. And that's what it is. It sounds stupid to me. They sound like idiots.
Yeah.
Why would you want to sound like an idiot?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? When we were talking about the Spanish language.
Oh, the Spanish language, yeah. Well, it's only the little meatball old women, or not old women, but like middle-aged women.
It sounds retarded. Like, not retarded. How do I put it? It just sounds like you're an idiot. But particularly with the older women.
Yes. They're the only ones that bother me, but it's like fingernails on a chalkboard. I can't take it. I'll be in the grocery store and I'll hear, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's not even like learn English. I don't give a shit about, you know, I mean, it'd be better for you. Probably you're living in America. It'd be easier on you if you knew English, but I don't give a shit about that. It's not a nationalistic thing. It just grates on me. It's the sound.
There's a word for it. What is that word?
I don't know.
Like all these mom, instead of being like, say I'm speaking Bosnian, I'm like, hey, do you mind picking me up a pack of smokes? It's like, it's one continuous just, I'm like, whoa, what's going on, Aldi? Oh, she just wants me to pick her up a bag of smokes.
Yeah, they sound angry. Bosnians sound angry.
There's no pauses, like emphasizing anything. Like, hey, could you pick me up a pack of smokes?
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's like there's spit it all out in one like rapid fire.
Hey, can you pick me up a pack of smokes?
Yeah, it's like they're tone deaf.
Monotone, retarded. Yes, exactly. And that's how I hear like certain languages.
Maybe it's because we're not used to the language and it has its own kind of melody or whatever. But yeah, it does. They sound angry. And I think part of it is because it's very monotone and it's like, and it's usually, I guess it's because of maybe the syllables and like the common consonants used in those languages. Like German sounds angry too.
Yeah. And if it is monotone, I feel bad for saying, you know, it sounds stupid. Because, you know, I'm a certain way, but universally, monotone anything sounds bad. I mean, am I wrong?
Another word that bothers me, and I think this might be the last one I've got for right now, although there are more.
Yeah,
but another word that bothers me is, and I used to know a kid in high school who said this all the time. I don't know if he still does.
Yeah.
Southern instead of Southern.
Ooh, I don't.
And I get it, you know, it's south and it's spelled the same way. Yeah. I get it, but nobody says that.
I don't say southern. Yeah. When I hear that, it sounds wrong. Yeah.
The only people I've ever heard say that were dumb kids I knew in high school. I've never heard an adult say southern.
Yeah.
How do you go through like we were like 15 years old? How do you go 15 years and never hear another person pronounce the word?
Yeah.
Or do you just think like I'm the only one who knows? Yeah. I don't understand.
Going all those years and never hearing the correct pronunciation. That's a sad thing.
Is this just me? Am I just an asshole? Or no words like this that you can think of? There's another one. There is one more.
Yeah.
One more.
Yeah.
My aunt used to say this all the time. And this was really bad.
This is probably the killer
of all of them. Warsh instead of wash. Warsh. I got to go wash the car.
I can't even imagine where that comes from.
Why? There's no R.
Warsh.
That's not an accent. That's like, I'm just an idiot. My parents said it, I say it, and I have no interest in bettering myself.
You know that you bring it up? My grandma would always say, or still says, like, instead of corn, carn.
Carn.
And I don't know if that's, she's from Illinois.
That sounds like kind of an accent thing. Like, it's just the vowel shifted, kind of.
But it's retarded. Like, shouldn't there be like a universal way of pronouncing our letters as
That is like one of the characteristic things of American accents is just vowel shifts.
Yeah.
Like people in supposedly in Michigan, I don't do this, but there are people who will pronounce the name Ann.
Yeah.
And it'll sound kind of like Ian because it's like Ian. They'll say Ian. And it's like it's like the vowel is the only thing that's changed. It's like it's shifted to an E instead of an A.
Yeah. And I don't want to say it's wrong. It just sounds dumb to me.
It does sound dumb to me. Again, it's like that weird country backwoods thing. Like I've never met another human being in my life except for my parents. And they talk like idiots. So I do too.
Yeah. Like you get a guy from the South or Canada or like Michigan's Upper Peninsula or South Carolina and they're like really educated. They'll all sound kind of the same. You know, they drop that accent of the vowel shifts and all that.
Yeah, it does seem like this, I don't know, but it does seem to me like the dumber you are, the more susceptible you are to accents and dialects.
Agreed.
Like, if you are really fucking stupid, like the people with the biggest, like deepest, thickest Southern accents are the dumbest ones.
Yeah.
Like the smart people who live in the South will maybe have an accent, but not like...
You know, they can't really.
Well, I tell you what.
Exactly. Like, they can't help it. Just, you know, that's all they're around and it's slight.
And that's totally fine.
But it's really deep.
But the really thick accents always seem to be people who are dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's the same way up here. Like, the really thick, like, whatever you call it, northern accent is always dumb people. Like, I hear used car salesmen on TV. They always have this fucking stupid northern accent.
Yeah.
Where all, like, they'll say things like Ian instead of Ann.
Yeah.
I don't know where it comes from, and I don't know how... that's the only explanation I can think of, because it's the only way I can explain how I escaped it, because we live here, there are people who talk like that, but we don't.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I don't feel bad for saying it sounds stupid, because we've escaped it.
Somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how the fuck we did it.
Yeah.
I guess we're just great.
Yeah, awesome.
And speaking of great, you want to do some voicemail?
Sounds good.
All righty. Austin's
voicemail corner, yeah. Hey, Jack, it's Austin. TV shows. I was just gonna call and say that I only really watch about 5 TV shows, but the ones I watch currently on FX, there's a show called Justified. The show is really fucking awesome. It's on its first season. It's probably 6 or so episodes in. I definitely think you should start watching that. It's pretty good. There's a show on, I'll say USA or TBS, called Burn Notice. It's on its 4th season. It should be coming back in a few months or maybe in a month or so. I can't remember. But that one, I definitely go watch the old ones. It's a serial story where it's, you know, every episode, but then it's got that overarching story. And then Modern Family, which is on one of the 3 main networks. It's only a 30-minute show. You don't really need to watch all the back ones for that because it's just a 30-minute comedy. It's fucking hilarious. So I really like that show. And then there's 2 others. Oh, Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares. Just because like I like to cook and I like the idea of being a famous cook. So I like watching shit that tickles that fancy, basically. But I think that's pretty much it. I haven't watched a lot of shows except for like Beast Wars when I was a kid, which I have, and it's a good damn show. I really wish they'd make that a movie. But that is all, I guess. I'll probably end up calling back 5 or 7 times, so I'll end it now.
The only one of those shows he mentioned that I have seen, well, there's 2, I guess. I think I've seen Hell's Kitchen, but the one I was going to say is I've seen Burn Notice. Yeah.
What is Burn Notice about?
It's on USA. It's about this guy. He's a spy and he gets burned, which basically means he gets kind of like kicked out of being a spy.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And he just gets dumped somewhere and now he has to kind of fend for himself. And he's trying to figure out why he got burned and trying to get his job back, basically.
Okay.
And in the process, like to make money and stuff, he helps people out.
Yeah, very interesting.
So sounds he takes good. On cases.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good show. I like it.
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be some kind of show about some like girl that got burnt and how nobody likes her anymore or will have sex with her.
Burn victim. On USA.
How nobody likes her anymore.
Yeah.
Meet Sally. She got caught in a grease fire with her zitty face. And ever since, nobody likes her. Yeah. Nobody liked her before either, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Have you seen any of those shows that he mentioned? I haven't seen Modern Family.
I know of all of them, but yeah.
I'd never heard of that first one. I don't even remember what it was.
Justified on FX. Yeah. It's got a guy from The Shield.
Yeah.
So it should be good.
That's not the show.
I've
seen the commercials. Yeah. That's got the guy from Deadwood in it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do know what that is then. I haven't seen it. It looked good.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Oh, and I have seen Beast Wars. I forgot about that.
Oh shit.
But it was a long time ago and
Beast Wars.
I personally wasn't really a fan, but
for anyone that doesn't know, do you care to explain?
It's that it was like a CG, computer generated show.
It's like a playoff of Transformers.
It was Transformers, but it was with the animal ones.
Animal
like
Transformers.
Like dinosaurs and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to love that shit.
And it reminded me of the show Reboot, which I guess had a huge fan base, but I never liked it.
Nor did I. but my stupid, silly, faggoty ass would watch Beast Wars, even though the animation... It wasn't, I don't want to say bad, but I mean, it was like that fucking reboot. Yeah, it wasn't great.
I don't know. I didn't hate it or anything. I just didn't ever get into it.
Yeah.
But it also came out, I think, when we were old enough that, we probably weren't watching as many of those shows.
Yeah. We were just getting over Power Rangers.
Yeah. I remember even when Power Rangers came out, I felt like I was too old to watch it. I did anyway, because who gives a shit? But I felt like I was too old. Like, this is for babies. I'm in sixth grade now, man. I'm an adult.
I don't want to take this off, to another.
Yeah, take it wherever level. You want.
But, it's funny. When I was a kid, not a kid. No, I was like 14, 13.
Yeah.
And every fucking morning, my dad would wake me up, make me waffles, and turn on the TV for me so I could watch Power Rangers.
Really?
And it was like a secret society of... of me and my friends, I guess. I don't think I knew you. Yeah,
we weren't hanging out then. No.
We weren't hanging out. I knew of you, but yeah. And we all love Power Rangers, but we didn't want to admit it.
Yeah. I remember in the hallway, I vaguely remember one day having a conversation with somebody like, yeah, have you seen that Power Rangers show?
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's not for me, but it's okay, I guess, for a kid's show, you know. When I was actually watching it every morning before school. I was totally into that show, and it was such garbage, but I knew that too, but I still loved it. I don't know why.
It was so awesome. I think it's because we were born in the 80s, and it just had every aspect awesome, even though it was kind of silly.
I completely lost track of it, though. I think right around the time that the movie came out, the first, there might have been more than one movie.
Yeah, the movie came out, and I didn't give a shit after that.
The movie came out, I saw the movie, and I think I stopped watching the show after that.
I looked up the Power Rangers theme song, not the original, but there's a different one that's like, they've got a power and force that you've never seen before. I was looking for that on YouTube, and I found this video that had every Power Ranger intro ever.
Oh, really?
And there are, I swear to God, 20 to 30 Power Ranger shows. So that's 28 on top of what we've seen.
Well, like I said, I stopped watching it, but after a certain point, it felt like they changed themes once a season.
Oh yeah.
There was something that was all about racing, they had cars or something. Yep. And then I don't even remember them all.
And then there were police. Yeah. All kinds.
Wasn't
of.
Wasn't there one that was like Power Rangers Zeo or something?
Yes. That was one of the earlier ones.
Yeah. That was one that I think I actually saw some of.
Yeah.
But I didn't really watch it.
Power Ranger Time Cops.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's real, but they got so retarded after that.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. We got so many of these voicemails from Austin this week. We should probably keep going.
Okay. Hey, guys. I have a weird question. The question was this. If you
film yourself fucking somebody, or you have a friend film yourself fucking them, and you're like 16 and both involved. Everyone involved is 16 years old, just for shits and giggles. Is it all right for you and the people involved to watch this video when you're, say, 30 years old and have it on your computer, considering that it was you? It's consensual, and let's, for shits and giggles, say that you're still together with this girl, and you're good friends with whoever the person was recording it. So, is that child pornography? Like, to me, I think in court, I think they get pretty pissed, but at the same time, it's one of those gray areas, so I figured I'd just see what you guys thought. I guess that's it for now. Later.
Did he, I totally missed it. Did he give an age, or did he just say when you were young?
If everyone involved was 16 years,
16.
Like,
well,
for example.
Well, here, that's the age of consent, so I think, I don't know what that would technically fall under, but, I guess the question is, it's kind of like a double, like legally, it probably, yes, it would be child pornography.
Yeah. I was going to say technically.
Yeah.
But,
morally, I suppose, I don't have a problem with it, I guess. It's kind of weird.
Not at all. Yeah. And, this kind of brings to thought, I've seen a lot of photos of Aldi, like, younger, and she kind of looks the same, and I'll be like, wow, you look really hot there. And she'll be like,
yeah,
I was
12.
Like 13.
Yeah.
Like, so? She's like, that's gross. And I'm like, fuck you, you know?
She does still look 13. You're kind of a pedophile.
Mm.
No, but yeah, it's weird. Like,
you'd have to be retarded to...
everybody come over and we'll watch this porn of me when I was 16.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange.
If you had a group watching it, that's a little wrong.
That's what he said. It'd be like a group of three people, but that's what he said.
Is that wrong? Yes.
I don't know if it's wrong. It's just strange.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
But I also don't have a porn video of me when I was 16.
Yeah. If you did, I mean, and you showed me, how would you feel about that?
I'd feel like you were a pedophile.
But really? Fuck you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
looked.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like that. Like, yeah. Hey, Orion, you want to see this video? I guess.
It's like this fucking bullshit. I'll look at a magazine cover and I'll see a chick and I'll be like, whoa, she's hot, because I'm not in on the gossip and all the celebs. Mm-hmm. And then all these like, oh my God, that's so-and-so. And she's like 15. So I'm supposed to feel bad?
Yeah,
fuck
like,
off.
I'll be at the doctor's office and I'll be looking through like parenting magazine. And I'll be like, oh my God, she's so hot. And then like some old lady sitting next to me will be like, that's a baby. Be like, come on. So what? I didn't know. I don't know this person. She's hot.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, that's a boy. And I'll be like, whatever. Same thing when they're that young.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. That's all I have to say about that.
When you're talking about like 15, 16, 17 year olds, I mean, there's so little difference. It depends on the individual, but there's so little
exactly.
difference between, you know, physically between them at that age and somebody in like their early 20s. That's,
yeah.
you don't know, especially in like a magazine or like on TV or something where they're all made up and they're dressed up. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, yeah.
You see people in movies and on TV that look older than us, but they're like 21.
Yeah.
Or shit, there's musical artists out there that look our age and they're fucking 17, 18.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, you want to do another one?
Next one.
Hey, I know you guys don't care for zombies, but if a zombie apocalypse happens, and for whatever fucking reason, a whole bunch of people are in the center of this huge area, and they're the zombies, you have the ability to kill the... Like, who are the first... Yeah, obviously I have the ability to kill. They're zombies. You get to kill five fuckers in, like... Who are the first five to kill? Obviously, you don't. God damn it. I'm not wording this well. Who are the first five zombies you'd kill? There's no limit, but who are the first five? It can be people you know personally, like Kyle. You might pick your sister. She sounds kind of fucking nuts. But I don't know how much you hate her. Sounds like you hate her. Kyle. And this could be obviously famous people or fictional characters. If there's some Harry Potter or something like that that just irritates the shit out of you. Yes. I don't have five. Sorry. I didn't think this through. Yes, bye.
What? Five people we would kill if there was a zombie apocalypse?
I kind of have a problem with this because I feel like if, you know, who would you want to kill? Oh, wait, that's horrible. I'm sorry. Who would you kill if they were zombies? It's kind of like...
Yeah, let's just change it. Let's be like, name five people you would kill if it was like tomorrow. not a zombie apocalypse, just tomorrow.
Who would you hate fuck in the ass? Wait, horrible.
Whoa, you're going to get fired from Playboy.
Who would you hate fuck in the ass if they were zombies? Or already dead, I mean. Wait, anyway. God damn it.
Who do you want to kill?
Who do I want to kill?
Yeah.
I would kill anything if it was a zombie that came up to me. I wouldn't care who it was. Like, sorry.
Do they have to be a zombie? Like, do I have to, like, lure my sister into, like, a zombie crowd, get her bitten, and then I can kill her?
Because he's asking, basically, who do you want to kill? And yeah. I don't really want to kill anybody.
Really?
That I can think of.
Nobody?
Well, maybe Dan Aykroyd. Yeah.
Oh, he'd poor be the Dan.
First. He'd be the first.
Poor Dan.
Yeah.
How are they ever going to make a Ghostbusters
3? Kirk Cameron, dude.
Yes.
Fuck.
Kirk Cameron, drop him off a cliff. Drop him off a cliff.
Yes.
Onto spikes.
I might hate him more made than of venomous anything snakes I've ever hated, ever. He's like a cyclone of all the assholes I've ever encountered in my life into one douche.
He's, yeah, wow.
Kirk Cameron.
I used to like him in Growing Pains.
Yeah, me too.
And now he is dumb.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so, but that's only one person. Well, two if you count Dan Aykroyd.
Oh God, three more.
I'm not sure I would kill my sister. Yeah. As much as I hate her sometimes, we're okay now. We keep our distance.
Yeah. Who would I want to pick off? Who would be fun? I'd look for maybe Kirk Cameron, Dan Aykroyd, and three of like the first elderly zombies I'd see. Because I think shooting an old zombie, elderly zombie would be fun.
Yeah, old people.
Yeah.
Random old people. Oh, who's that guy from 60 Minutes? Andy Rooney. Yeah, I'd kill him.
Okay.
Yeah,
good one.
Who
good
else
one
would I kill? There's that, I'll never think of her name, but there's this chick, this old lady who does this TV show that's all about, or maybe she doesn't do it anymore, but it's all about like her giving sex advice.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. And yeah, there is some entertainment value in that show, but still, she creeps me out, and yeah. I would kill her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Who else?
We're on a roll here. Hold on.
I might kill Lady Gaga.
Why?
Because A, I find her really annoying.
Okay.
And B, I could probably... Hey, if I caught her in one of her weird get-ups, I could probably kill her and nobody'd notice for a while. Because it'd already be like a lace body glove covered in blood.
You know what sucks? I know there's people out there that are listening that are like, yes, go Kyle, kill Lady Gaga.
Well, I don't
we
know.
We talked about this.
I find her big, stupid, ugly man face annoying and her stupid songs.
It's not her fault she made it so fucking big.
It's not her fault she made it.
Congratulations
to
her.
No, I don't hate her for her fame. I hate her because I hate her.
You just don't like her face.
I don't really hate her. I was just trying to think of people to kill.
You just don't like her face.
But I don't really like her. No, I find her big, stupid face annoying and her stupid outfits and her stupid songs. I don't think it would bother me as much if Aldi didn't used to play it like the same song over and over and over again.
Okay. Fair enough. I think how fun would it be to shoot like a really big fat zombie? And just watch it kind of
are zombies like
tumble down?
Are zombies juicy or are they kind of dried out because they're dead?
I don't know. Depends on what kind of zombie we're talking about.
Well, if it was a really big fat one. And
juicy
like,
one.
You shoot it and like fountains of shit come pouring out.
Yeah.
It could be fun.
I want to shoot a really big fat one right in the asshole. Like,
okay. In like, the asshole?
I would cut off one of my fingers, lay it down on that parking lot, you know, run back to the top of the building I'm on with a sniper rifle, wait till they bend down and go for my finger and shoot him right in the asshole.
That's kind of psychotic.
I've always wanted to see that.
Couldn't you use somebody else's finger? Yeah, you'd cut your own finger off just to shoot a fat zombie in the ass?
There's few people around, and I don't want to be like, hey, somebody do it for me. I'm kind of selfless.
Well, couldn't you find like a dead person?
Maybe.
Or kill another zombie and hack its finger
off? I hope you'd be there, Kyle, if this ever goes down.
So I could talk you out of cutting your own limbs off? Just because you want to shoot a zombie in the asshole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I almost said Jambi. Isn't that the genie from Pee Wee's Playhouse? Is it? Jambi the genie?
Oh, man.
I think. All right. I don't know if we named enough people to kill, but yeah. You want to do another voicemail?
Let's do it.
Okay. I completely lost track of the voicemail here.
Goddamn, I can't quit you guys. I feel like a gay relationship is forming over the phone. But I'll keep it in my pants for now. Okay, here's my question. Both of you said your parents are divorced. My parents are together. Now, for some fucking reason, every time I've seen a movie where there's a divorced couple, they're always a happy couple and a happy couple. They don't always get along great. But, you know, I have this weird fucking delusion that I almost kind of wish my parents were divorced. That doesn't sound right, but, like, my parents get along great. I love my parents and have no problem with them, but I don't know. It's a kind of a weird thing of, do you like your parents the same way you do after they got divorced and are with new people? Because I almost think, wow, I love my parents, and if they were separated and I love the new people just the same, that'd be pretty cool to have four awesome people as opposed to two awesome people. And that's why, I have weird fucking thoughts like this shit all the time, and most people don't get why I would think horrible things. Why would you want your parents to be divorced? I don't know, there could be more cool people in my life, but yeah. So anyway, I just figured I'd ask, do you like your parents the same as before when they were together or whatever? There.
Oh, Jesus. Kyle, anything?
Because
I got something.
My parents don't like each other. Like, they don't get along.
Yeah.
My dad thinks my mom hates him and, like, talks shit about him to us behind his back, which she doesn't. She might hate him. I don't know. But yeah. She doesn't talk shit about him. But because he thinks that, he doesn't like her. So they don't get along. They don't talk. They're both remarried, but I don't, you know, I'm not really a part of either of their new spouses' lives.
Yeah.
So it's not like my life got better because they got remarried. I don't know.
I think it's funny that Austin's like, my parents are happy, but for some fucked up reason, I wish they would just get a divorce so they could be, you know, like, happy. That doesn't make any fucking sense, like, based on what you've seen on TV. I don't know if he was drinking or whatnot, but I do want to say that I respect what my father has taught me, and the older you get, I guess just appreciate what you can get. And that means sexually. So my parents got a divorce, and who they're with, I have no problem with, really. I don't really give a shit unless he or she hits, you know, my mom.
Right.
Depending on what
he or she hits your mom.
If she gets with a chick, I don't care. Uh-huh. Whatever. But I have a problem. But
I don't have a problem with the people my parents are with.
Yeah.
Like, my stepmom is fine. My stepdad, I've never met, but I've talked to him. He seems okay.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a part of their lives. Like, my stepmom has kids, and I technically have stepbrothers and sisters, or stepbrothers and a sister, but I don't think of them that way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it really didn't. And maybe if your parents had money, maybe there could be a positive in that you'd get like twice the Christmas presents or something.
Yeah.
But I never did.
And I don't know if Austin was waiting for the answer, like, yes, I do have a problem with who my parents are with. That'd be more of your sister, though.
No, my sister's fucking nuts.
Like,
she, as far as I know, she doesn't
get with.
She doesn't have a problem with who they're with,
really?
As far
okay.
as I know.
Okay.
But she, I could totally see that, you know, like, you're spending more time with them than you do with me. You love your new family more than me.
Yes.
She's irrational.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't see the positives to your parents getting divorced. It wasn't a super negative thing for me. Not much changed for me, to be honest. I saw my dad less, but not much less, because he worked nights anyway, and I didn't see him during the week anyway. So instead of seeing him every weekend, I saw him every other weekend all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So things didn't really change much for me. We had less money, so actually Christmases were kind of shittier.
Yeah.
Well, that first Christmas was actually kick-ass, and I think it was because my dad, maybe not consciously, but I think my dad was like trying really hard to like make up for the divorce.
Yeah.
So I got tons of awesome shit that first Christmas. But after that, you know, they both were separated now. They had one they were each living on one income instead of two, and they actually had less money now.
And they had to pay for, lawyers probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole divorce process.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never had a problem with getting less presents.
I'm not saying that was a problem. Like I'm not bitching. I'm just trying to think it's not a positive.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of positives and I can't think of any really.
Yeah. As a kid, it sucks.
I guess I never had to see my parents like really, really fight, which maybe would have happened if they'd stayed together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was happy my parents got a divorce, but it was always my big thing was every time we were all together, it was the most awkward thing in the world. And I knew it's like shit you see on TV. Like they were just looking at each other and they'd say one thing and it would set off this pent up bullshit. And then they'd go off on each other about shit that was completely irrelevant right in front of us kids. And for that, fuck them. But I don't know how many. That's the only downside to the divorce. Other than that, you know, I was all for it. They hated each other. So
yeah,
I was glad.
They but see, that's the thing. His parents are happy, supposedly.
Why would you wish divorce on them?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
I don't know.
All right.
That's odd.
I'm trying to think of what he meant by that, you know?
I get what he means. He said, like, in movies and stuff, he sees people who get divorced and they end up actually being happier even with each other than they did when they were together. And then they go off and they remarry or whatever. And now you've got two really great families instead of just one. Like,
okay.
I get it, but that's not usually how it works, I don't think.
Not at all, yeah. It's television, but anyway, that's all I have to say about it.
Want to do another one?
Let's do it.
I think I skipped this one.
Hey, guess who it is? You won't believe who it is. I never call. Yes. Ah, no, I remember. What's the worst thing you've ever done? During sex or to get sex? Me. If I had been drinking, I probably would tell the story. I went down on someone, which I have no problem mentioning that part, because that's my life doing that. Went down on someone and then fucked them regular after that. But when I was done, I leaned over to give him a kind of a "I'm about to pull out and go clean up" kiss. And I leaned down and said, "Taste your pussy," and then kissed them. And my beard, I have a little goatee and beard thing going on. It was moist, as you would one think. And they were not too happy. It took me a while to get back in those pair of pants. It took me a couple weeks. But I'm back in the pants, so it's all right. But that was the worst thing I think I ever done. Kyle, I really don't expect an amazing story out of you. No offense, but you seem to be pretty tame with your masturbating. Which, yeah. On another note, I don't know how you guys feel. Like me, like I like getting blown to just watch. Like I like watching it, but feeling wise, it's not really all there. I don't know if I have normal feeling though, because some of my body I just can't feel things. But I don't know. Like I like jacking off because I can kind of tease myself, but I don't do weird shit. I just jack off to right before I'm about to blow all over the place. Like you do, and I stop and then wait a few, and then go back, because that little bit of pre-blowing all over the place, that's the best part. You can't really bring that into sex without the other person getting irritated. That's why at some point I'd rather just masturbate, because I can do it my own way. And yeah. So yeah, back to the question. What's the worst thing you've ever done to get laid? And the worst thing you've ever done during sex? Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
I guess I have... I don't really have a worst thing I've done during sex.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really done anything.
I'm surprised you have anything at all to add, yeah. Kyle.
Kyle, I don't really expect anything out of you because, you know, you do normal sex like a person. You don't like girls.
No, I... Like I said, I don't think I've ever done anything horrible during, but I think the worst thing I've done kind of... it's not exactly like what I've done for... sex. There are two things. One is there was one day I was at my girlfriend's house, and I didn't have a car. It was quite a while ago. I didn't have a car, and I had to walk to work, and I had to work very soon, but we started kind of fooling around, and she's like, "Don't you need to leave?" And I looked at my watch or whatever, and I definitely did, and I just didn't leave.
Yeah.
And so, like, I stayed for, like, another half hour, and I ended up being, like, an hour late for work.
Oh, Jesus.
And I almost lost my job because of it.
Ooh,
that's because I was getting, like, a BJ. the other thing is, this was actually even before that, I think. Like I said, a long time ago. And my girlfriend was at my house, the first girlfriend I ever had, and we were in the basement kind of fooling around, and she was blowing me, and her... mom came to pick her up, and like my mom opened the basement door. Oh, the way Jesus. It was set up, you couldn't see.
Yeah.
So it was fine, but she opened the basement door and said, your mom's here to pick you up. And I didn't like force her, but I basically convinced her to finish, even though her mom was upstairs waiting for her, which is pretty bad, I think.
That's awesome.
Oh, so man. That's the best I've got, I think.
Oh, man. Mine aren't great at all. Mine suck. But the worst thing to get sex was definitely trying to fuck Aldi in her sleep. I got more shit for that than anything. But the worst thing I did during, I think Aldi and I would experiment and shit. And, like, to the point where... there was this thing we did where she'd like take a swig of beer but keep it in her mouth and like blow me.
Ew.
So it was kind of cold and it was like interesting. Well, anyway,
it's kind of gross.
I took a swig of beer, I think, and like kissed her, but she sucked it into her mouth and then blowed me. But then right after that I like put it in her vagina, and I guess it burnt. I don't know, with the alcohol. I don't know if it was beer or liquor, but it might have been liquor because it burnt like hell, and that was no good. And whoops, that ruined it. And I think that's about it. Yeah,
I know I've mentioned this before, and this isn't something I did because I refused.
Yeah,
but I was asked once by my girlfriend to pee on her.
I remember,
and I wouldn't do it. Because that's gross, but she wanted me to.
Who the fuck asks that?
I don't know if that was an actual fantasy of hers or if it was just like a one-time thing. She just wanted to try it because she was curious. I don't know, because we never did it.
Yeah, you were young and you're just curious about all this shit. Yeah,
but I wasn't curious about what it was like to pee on another person. So I didn't do it. But I guess if I had done it, that might have been the worst. But it wouldn't have been that bad because she wanted it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything bad I've done.
Yeah. I think we've been pretty good overall. I mean,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sorry, Austin. Yeah, nothing too great. Or
I think that's it. I think that's it from Austin. We got one more voicemail, but that was all the Austin ones.
Oh no, that's it.
I think, unless I missed one. But if I did miss one, then I missed one.
No, that was it. I'm certain that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the last one.
All right.
I will probably never get tired of that voicemail greeting. What up, my red-haired friends? This is Doove. I wanted to clear up some of the stuff about the smoking ban. I recently did an undercover investigation for the organization I work for, tiny hidden cameras, blatant lying, the whole nine, really. So I've sort of been educated on the whole smoking ban thing. Anyway, first of all, Kyle, feel free to smoke in your car at the drive-thru all you want. Smoking in motor vehicles is A-okay, according to the state law. Secondly, if you are at like a bar, restaurant, business, or whatever, you decide to smoke a cigarette, not an e-cigarette, cop rolls up, the most they will probably say is, hey, you should probably cut that out. It is absolutely not the job of law enforcement to enforce the smoking ban. The only people that can issue fines are local health departments. So, I mean, I guess the cops could report it to get an investigation going, which might result in fines, but you're never going to get a ticket for smoking in a non-smoking area from a cop. It's absolutely not their job to enforce that. With regard to the 50-feet rule that Orion was talking about, not exactly sure how it is where, like, your guys' businesses are. As far as the state is concerned, there's absolutely no language in the bill that specifies a distance that a smoker must be from a no-smoking area. If, like, Kent County or Cascade or any other county wants to enact a local ordinance, they can probably do that, but the state doesn't say anything about it. The whole bill is really full of vague language and unforeseen circumstances, really. Like, what about smokeless tobacco? Shoulder shrug. So yeah, that's how that works. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. And I'll talk to you later. Peace.
Thanks for that.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's I like that kind of thing. Shit. Like, if we are talking about something and we don't know what we're talking about, or if we say, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody else knows, and you know, then yeah, call up and let
Fuck
us know.
Yeah.
So that was nice. That was educational. I wonder if the 50 feet rule thing.
Every fucking asshole I talked to was certain this was true. Those fucking liars. And this goes to show, don't trust anybody at work because they're all just talking their ass off. Well, they don't fucking know.
It could be like a local ordinance thing. Like maybe it's not a statewide thing, but it's a local thing. Or maybe there was like a bill that was going to go through and people were like preparing for it and then it didn't go through, but nobody was paying attention. So all these people still think it went through.
Yeah.
They think it's a law, but it's not. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's that way in like other states or counties in other states. I don't know that people have read about.
Or maybe it's just like that whole,
I think it's all bullshit.
Like if you ask an undercover cop, if he's a cop, he has to tell you thing, which isn't true at all, but people believe it because it's been perpetuated. Maybe it's kind of like that. Like it's somebody started it and then everybody believed it.
Exactly.
That's Although gotta be it. It's weird to me that like workplaces believe it. Like my work believes it. In fact, they told me like they mentioned once.
That's why they put the cone way out, right?
Yeah.
That's
why they put it out there like that. It didn't used to be there. But yeah, so I don't know.
Strange. Yeah, they're all full of shit. I always thought it was weird. Like, you're really going to, what are you going to do? If I'm like too close to the building, you're going to cite me, you know, because what are you going to whip out some measuring tape?
I'm surprised to find out you can't get a ticket or anything because then
that is surprising.
There's nothing to prevent you. If the only people who can enforce it is like a health inspector, then the only way you're ever going to get in trouble is if you're randomly there when a health inspector is.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of iffy on that. And there must be some way they can report it or something. Like you don't get a ticket, but they notify someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That both surprises me and really doesn't at the same time, which is kind of strange to say. But everywhere you go that I've heard that friends have gone, they've seen a guy light up a cigarette. And everywhere that I've heard, there's some guy or person that comes up and is a total asshole and like, put that shit out.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're really serious. Like, whoa, fuck you. You got to put that shit out. We could be in some serious shit if you light up here. But if it's enforced by the health department, that they don't have to be such dicks about it. I mean,
well, some patron could, like, if you were at a restaurant, say, and you just lit up and now you're not supposed to at all. There's not even a smoking section. So let's say you were at like a restaurant, you lit up somebody might come up to you and be like, whoa, holy shit, we could get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And some other patron could like call the health board or something and be like, they're allowing people to smoke in there.
That's true.
So then they could get in trouble.
Get some huge fines. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Although I wonder if they really would. Like if it was one person one day and there's one person reporting it. Like it's not like we allowed people to smoke. One asshole lit up. Like what was I supposed to do? You know?
Yeah. That leads me to something, again, not entirely related, but I heard from a friend whose father is a police officer. They said something about, say you see some asshole doing something wrong on the road. You're driving and they're swerving around. They hit a mailbox or something and you call in their license plate.
Yeah.
This guy is convinced because his dad's a cop that if you call it in, they'll get in trouble. And I'm thinking, you're full of shit. How do they prove that? I could call in just because I don't like you, Kyle.
Right, right.
And say, yeah, this license plate, which belonged to you, did this horrible thing. And they would take my word for it. That's bullshit.
I honestly don't know. I would think that the best they could really do. Well, no, I would think they probably could prosecute you, but they would need that like eyewitness testimony or whatever.
Eyewitness testimony.
And I would think they would have to, you know, follow it up and stuff. They couldn't just mail you a ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Which makes me think like, yeah, if somebody called up and said, oh, they're allowing smoking here, well, prove it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would
we'll
think.
Investigate.
I really don't know.
They wouldn't immediately do something. They would investigate. So thus, you know, nothing's really going to happen if you light up. Other than, you know, hey, put that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Even with the law enforcement. So that's kind of nice.
So I'm going to start smoking everywhere.
Gas
grocery
stations.
Store. Just walking down the aisle, picking up some eggs.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You know you got to wash your vegetables, your produce, because they have pesticides on
you
them
know,
and stuff.
You know, if I hear anyone say that, I...
Wash?
I do. It sends this thing up my spine that it's like rage.
Yeah.
Liquid rage. I don't know. It makes me want to punch him in the mouth.
Warsh. I will never understand warsh. I don't even know where that comes from.
Hey, honey, don't forget to wash your vegetables.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Jew.
Hey, I'm completely changing the subject, but I wanted to ask you about something. I was on Facebook recently looking at pictures of you and Aldi from some party you went to.
Yes.
I wasn't there, so I just saw the pictures.
Yeah.
And you were at some bar or something, and there are a bunch of pictures of you guys with like medical hoses in your nose.
Oh.
And they're really, really creepy. And my best guess is that was like an oxygen bar, which I didn't think was a real thing.
But yeah.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, we went to this bar for a friend's birthday. And in the, it wasn't a bar, it was a club. And in the club, they had this new thing, this little section like in the middle by the dance floor where they offered... It was like an oxygen bar, and they offered their services, and the DJ would get on, hey, don't forget to try this out. It's only $5. It'll get you high. It's just oxygen, but no, you'll feel funny. It's crazy. So the now husband of the birthday girl and Aldi went over because he's like, oh, we should try this out, Aldi. And she's like, oh, this is bullshit, but okay. You know, it's kind of your celebration too because it's your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So she went over. And it's $5. So she's like, can I get $5? I know this is bullshit, but, you know, I want to have a good time. So I gave her $5. And they both put on, like the oxygen tubes, you know, around their ears and up their nose. And they turn on these valves. And I guess there's like four tubes of different colored water.
Okay.
And you pay $5 per tube of water. You pick your color. Like it fucking matters. And this one guy next to... The birthday girl's husband and Aldi, he paid, he paid $25. He wanted all the colors, all the liquid.
The whole rainbow.
And there's only one valve per tube that you can turn on, but he turned them all on. He's like, man, this sucks. And I guess they have certain smells, like one's flowery, one's like clean linen, one's mountain breeze. I don't fucking know.
Hmm.
But they had different smells, and you just inhale this oxygen and... yeah, it was total bullshit.
So it's like huffing Febreze.
Yeah, they felt nothing, and Ollie really didn't smell anything. She was sick at the time, but it was a total ripoff.
Well,
but I took photos because I thought it was hilarious. I couldn't believe that. I knew Aldi did it to be nice, but I couldn't believe that my buddy was doing it. What a fuck.
I could see breathing a high oxygen content getting you like lightheaded.
Yeah, and that's what they claimed, if you do it enough. And so I kept, like, motioning to them. I'm like, because the music's blasting. You can't talk in this club. So I'm trying to, I'm pinching my nose and going, you know, like, snort that shit. If you're paying money for it, get something out of it if you don't feel it. Because Aldi's like, I'm not feeling it.
If she was sick, she might have been breathing out of her mouth.
Maybe.
Because the tubes are in her nose. And
she can't. Yeah, she's all clogged up.
The pictures are real creepy to me. And I think it's just because something about those hoses, you know, you only ever see people who are like dying with those hoses in their nose.
Yeah.
So it just looks like they're like at some weird like dead people party.
Dead people club.
Yeah.
Cancer club.
Hey, yeah. We all just died of emphysema. Who wants to party?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird and I wanted to know about it because like I said, I'd heard of oxygen bars, but I didn't think it was a real thing. Like, I'd just never actually heard of anybody who'd done it or seen it.
Yeah. They opened one up in GR that I know of in downtown, and it went under. Mm. And before that, Woody Harrelson, was it him? Opened up his own oxygen bar. That went under. It's all bullshit. I mean, if anybody got anything out of it, maybe it would catch on with the hippies and the hipsters. But, yeah, nothing.
I don't know if you could hear that, but our roommate's in the other room yelling and playing Call of Duty.
Flank left.
Yeah.
Hey,
did you get any dick pics after the last episode?
I seriously am thinking about it.
No, I'm not asking, did you take any?
Oh.
Did you get any?
Did I get
hey,
any?
Hey, dude, did you take any pictures of your dick? Could no. I see?
No, I didn't get any. Sorry.
Oh, that's too
no
bad.
No genital photos, yeah.
That is
I really think I got to start it up.
And yeah, you think you're going to post yours? How will they know if it's yours? Like, because I'm assuming it'll be, you know, downward shot like you did it yourself.
The carpet will match the drapes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you could find a pic on the internet of a dude with red pubes.
Yeah. With a big dick? Yeah, right.
Sure. Why not? Dye job? It's a black dick with red pubes.
I would love to see that.
Or you just go in and like draw them on like with MS Paint. This is a bunch of red squiggles.
Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
But
uncircumcised. Uncut.
Jesus.
Pubes coming out of the foreskin.
If I do end up doing this, it will be legit. And this summer, I don't know why, it's kind of different. This summer, I feel...
Like I want to show my dick.
No, I just feel... I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I feel a little different this summer because every summer comes and goes and comes and goes. And I'm like, I'm getting to that age where, you know, I'm like almost too old to look cool, you know? So I'm just like, you know what? Fuck everything. Just go with it.
I
do
only
whatever.
Got a few dick showing years left.
Yeah. Show my dick. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was just curious. I wanted to know if you did.
No, I didn't get any.
No.
I checked it every hour, my email.
Every hour.
For a week.
Yeah. Just waiting.
Unless I was at work. But
I did get an email.
Yeah.
I actually just got it while we were doing the show just now.
Oh, yeah.
From a friend of ours, Jeff.
Yes.
And the first half of it's all like suggestions for the show, so I'm not going to read those.
Yeah.
But the second half, he says, I also wish to half explain, half apologize for not using the forum all that much, not Aww. Emailing about the show, etc. I generally listen to the show on Mondays while at work. Sometimes I get a comment in mind, but before I know it, the work week is gone and there's a new show up. To that, I'd just like to say, it doesn't really matter. Like, you can, if you have something to say about something we talked about in episode 6,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, unless it's something that was like really time sensitive or something, I can't, like, you know, like a news story.
Even so.
But like, just a
it.
General topic, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Whatever. But he says, for example, I can tell you that I know of no kids' cemeteries at which pedophile necrophiliac could get his game on. And I say his because really, how many of those would be women? However, some cemeteries have sections devoted to the very young, that is, babies that lived a few days, months, or a year and unexpectedly died before the young couple in question purchased some kind of family plot. Such tombstones sometimes have a lamb engraved on them or are sometimes sculpted in the shape of a lamb, making them all that much easier to spot.
Oh, shit.
So, if the pedophile necrophiliac preferred infants, he might have an easier time than you thought.
Oh, no.
Terrible
that's what
thought,
I was thinking.
Sure, but what was that, 3-4 episodes ago? See, that's what I'm talking about. That would have been totally fine, and it
Absolutely.
Is. You sent it in, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Lastly, I think you and Orion are doing great work with the show. Creativity on occasion is easy, but consistency is hard, and it's hard, too, to nourish an idea enough for it to nourish you. I don't know if I can overemphasize how amazing it is that you two have been doing the show for well over a year now. That's not a knock on your work ethic or whatever. I mean, it's just that so many people get an idea, act on it briefly, and then any ongoing aspect of it suffers and stops. So much congratulations to you. You may not be inclined to think highly of the show or even the act of putting it on, but I'm guessing that it has bettered your life in some fashion and that that's what makes the act of putting it on important. Best, Jeff.
Aww.
See, yeah, that was really nice.
That is nice.
That's kind of why I wanted to read it, just because it's, aw, it's so sweet.
Nobody's ever said, like, good job.
Nobody's ever loved me the way you do,
Jeff. I don't need
it,
but it feels good.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Thanks, Jeff.
Because I do come in here some days and just go, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, occasionally, especially because, the more feedback we get, the better I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because when, like, if there's a slow week and nobody really says anything, I'm like, why are we even doing it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it feels like we're doing it for, like, three people.
Yeah.
And it's not true. Like, we have way more listeners than who are participating. But sometimes it feels that way. And it's like I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And for me, I mean, it's, I want to get as much information and details about, you know, me. And I'm sure you're the same way. Just so people get to know us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, even though they don't know us.
And yeah.
The problem is I really want to get to know people that are listening because that, I don't know, just, yeah.
Hence the dick pics.
God damn it, Kyle.
I want to know everything about you.
I'm trying to be serious here.
The shape of your dick.
I just want
to have a curve to it.
That's separate. That's fun. Fun and games and being silly.
Nah, yeah, know, I know, I know.
Living your life. We only live once. But, yeah, I'd like to get to know people, and when they share certain shit, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
What they've made, you know, how they feel about certain things we talked about, shit they want to talk about or want us to talk about, you know, it's great. I love it. It has definitely changed my life.
Yeah. And, you know, I also want to say that I do, like, because the last couple of times we've talked about this kind of subject, you know, like who's participating and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We've been sort of negative, like, you know, nobody's using the forums or whatever.
Yeah.
I do want to say that I do appreciate everybody who's listening, everybody who is participating, all that stuff. You know, it, we wouldn't still be doing it if I really felt like, what was the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you know, sometimes, occasionally, it's like, oh, come on, guys. But overall, you know. I appreciate
overall.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I think this is the end of the show.
Yeah. Cue the fag parade.
What fag parade? I thought you were going to back me up on that more, but you were just like, yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever you say. I don't appreciate any of you assholes, but whatever.
No, I do. I honestly think that I could probably do this if we had 10 listeners because, it's fun. So. And
it's just
It's not about the amount of input, really. I mean, it helps.
I only care if we have lots of listeners. It's the only way I care.
I want to be the biggest.
I want to be the biggest and the best in the business.
I
won't say it's not about the number of listeners. Like that's retarded. I would not do the show if there were like two people listening and that was it. There'd be no point. It'd be like an audio journal.
Yeah.
I'd be the only one listening to it, basically. That'd be stupid. So it does matter to me how many people are listening. And it does matter to me that people are interacting. Like, if there was literally no one interacting, then what would be the point?
That's true. Yeah.
But I'm not saying, like, it needs to be thousands of people or else I'll never do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I think there's a nice middle ground.
Yeah, I'm feeling you.
Fuck you. Show's over.
Right.
All right. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can leave us 6, 7, 8 voicemails.
Fuck yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. or you can register for the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. There was a thread about everybody draw Muhammad Day and nobody posted in it, but the original poster and me.
Yeah.
But,
fucking great.
I had fun with it. I posted a helping hand version of Muhammad.
Yeah.
And there's great. The Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat.
Yes.
And then you can donate. You can send us all kinds of monies.
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. So what will we do, Orion?
What will we do?
Yeah.
Now?
No. What will we do?
What will we do?
Yes. What will we do? You usually say we will.
Oh, we'll check you next week, guys.
Yay!
Thanks, Kyle.